You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Welcome to Black Hair in the Big Leagues. Y'all, today I'm excited because I've got a friend. We go actually way freaking back, but you might know her from Hamilton on Broadway. She made the freaking most epic Broadway debut as Aunt Peggy, ladies and gentlemen, but I know her from Disneyland. Oh, welcome, God. Johanna Jones, folks.
Hello.
Hi, girl.
Oh, my gosh. So good to see you.
It's good to see you too. Literally, so I'm guessing you're in California.
I am. I'm in LA. Yes.
I put my California shirt on.
Oh my God, I didn't even notice that. That's awesome.
I'm like a nerd. And I'm still like stunned. Y'all, it is early in it's early on my account in California. Joanna's like, can we make it earlier? I'm like, oh my gosh, sure.
I know. It's like 10:30 over here. But honestly, like, these are the hours that my brain actually functions best. Like, I'm not a night person at all. If you tried to interview me at night, like, I don't think I'd be able to string sentences together, to be honest. It's super weird.
But like, for work, like, you're always, it's like a nighttime gig. How are you a morning person and like able to do a show at night?
Well, I feel like because like at night, maybe I just like go by adrenaline, and because like when I'm doing a show at night, like I already know what to do. And so my body just like presses the button. Okay. Muscle memory. This is what you have to do. And it's not, I mean, of course I'm thinking during it, but like, I'm not having to like come up with things on the spot. It's just like my body already knows where to go and it just goes there. And like adrenaline takes me through. But for stuff that's like cerebral, like I want to like give thoughtful answers, it's got to be like mid-morning. Like those are my golden hours, right after coffee, bam.
I love that you at least know that about yourself. I'm like around 1 p.m. I'm kind of like, I feel like I need a nap, but I don't take naps.
I definitely have those days. I mean, do you stay up really late at night though?
I do.
And okay.
I can't help it. It's like I'm still on a show schedule and we're still in a pandemic.
I know. I'm just an old lady. I literally start to fall asleep at like 10. I'm like, wow, that's me done. Like, it just happens. If I have nothing to do, I will go to sleep. Like,
Okay. So the last time I saw you in person, okay, we were both on our way from the A train. I don't know if you were on the A train, but we were from this.
I might have been, yeah.
Okay. Like we were coming from the same subway station. Both walking to New 42. It was my first day of rehearsals for the Britney Spears musical. The cast had not been announced, so I'm like, yeah. I have no idea who's in it. And you were walking into that building. And you know, everything that happens in New 42, like, you never know, like,
I know
what is going on in that building. You don't. Like,
everything goes on there.
Everything. And I saw you and was like, Joanna, are you in the Britney musical? You were like,
No.
You were working on setting up a new production of Hamilton.
In LA. Yeah, we were setting the show for LA. We were there for a couple weeks and then we bounced to LA soon after.
And you weren't doing Aunt Peggy. You were.
No, ma'am. I was doing Eliza. I know. I was rehearsing as Eliza for the LA company at the Pantages, which obviously was supposed to be playing as we speak.
It's gonna happen. It's gonna come back. It's gonna come back.
Yeah. It all is. It all is at some point. So we just gotta wait it out, you know? Same boat as everybody.
Dear God, please let it end.
I know. I know. How have you been though, like during it? Are you saying
I'm good? So? I mean, I went to California for 3 months, so I got to see my family.
Good.
It's exactly what I needed. It's like, I love New York, but man, I will say, like, being in a box, I'm in a literal closet right now. Like, being in a box, like, by myself is like, that's no fun during a pandemic. So California, there is space. There's all the things. And I want to dive right in. Okay. I'm looking at you right now, and I've seen you, like, your curls. Joanna, they look fantastic.
Thank you. Oh, thank you so much.
They look so fantastic, and I want to commend you because I know, like, I don't know what your journey has been, which is why I cannot wait to ask you and hear, because when we worked together at Disney, I know that you, I don't remember you having curly hair. Just talk about it. Take us on.
When I met you, I was like in full like straightening mode, I think, because that would have been what, like 2013, I think.
Yes.
Oh my God. My God. Oh man. No, it has been a journey. I didn't even have curls to speak of at that point, because I had just done so much to them. So I have extremely naturally very, very curly, thick, kinky, coily hair. I'm biracial. I'm half black. I'm half white. But I got all of the black in my hair, honey. It is there. It is there. My brother has like these like big like locks that he just like doesn't have to do anything with. And
it's
I'm like,
so unfair. So unfair. But so, your curls, they look really great.
It took a long time for me to like get them back. And I'm still working on it. It's like still a journey. But I mean, yeah. So I grew up like in a very small town in California, and like there really just wasn't a black population there. It was just like my dad and like maybe
what town?
Like, on the central coast of California. So, you know, like Pismo Beach, like San Luis Obispo County, like that's the area that I grew up in. It was predominantly like white and like Latino basically. And so like there weren't a lot of like girls running around like with my hair. And so like it made me like so self-conscious, and not to mention, you know, my mom who is white, she's like, you know, she wasn't really sure like what to do all the time. And there weren't a lot of like, there wasn't a lot of information out like in the 90s. God, I feel so old. Like, you know, in a small town in the 90s, it's predominantly white. There just wasn't a lot of information out. We couldn't like go on YouTube and be like, how do I like style my daughter's hair? Like, it just like, so, and my mom is a champion. Like she like, if there was any information to be found, like she found it, because she was up there like doing twists in my hair. She would braid my hair, like put actual braids in my entire hair, like every week so that I could go to school. And like, and I liked that. I was like, okay, well, this is a fun style. Like it makes me feel like, you know, funky, and like it weights my hair down, so I feel like I can flip it around. And,
right.
You know?
I love that.
And,
yes.
But I like, and I always just felt so like different from all the other girls. And like, they were like, wow, your hair's so cool. Like, can I touch it? And blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh,
so
like,
cool.
That's nice. But like, I wish my hair looked like yours. Like, especially like when we go swimming and like, and then my hair dries like a tumbleweed and yours just looks exactly the same. Like, it was hard. Like as a kid, like not understanding like why I was the only one that looked different, you know, and like taking that as like a negative. And so, honey, when I discovered straightening, it was like the Lord had shone his light on my life. The first time I like had one of those, you remember those like old school, like they like put
hot
it
combs?
In, like, yes. Like they yes. put it in this little hot thing and they pull that out. Oh! Oh my God. Like it looked terrifying. I was like, she's going to kill me with this. But like
literally burning the side of my head with the hot comb.
But when I tell you my hair was long and luscious, I was like, oh, okay, my life is different. And then somewhere down the line, we discovered relaxing. Oh, my God, my God. And that, I just thought it was the best thing ever. I was like, oh, you mean I can literally change my hair to just like have it be straight and like look like everyone else?
And get it wet and it's still straight.
Right? It was like a miracle. Yeah. And so I was on the relaxer train for years, Celicia.
What years of your life do you remember?
definitely happening. We used to only do it sometimes, like in junior high. And then I was in like full relaxed mode, definitely, like all throughout high school, all throughout college. Dang. And it was not, and that's about when the time when Flatirons came out as well. So that's, so then I was like, you know, I was getting relaxed and then I was putting the Flatiron it like,
okay,
like all the time, sometimes every day. Like I would wash it once a week, blow dry it, Flatiron it. And then every day before school, I would touch it up with the Flatiron. Like I was obsessed.
Yeah.
I was obsessed with it. And like,
'cause everybody on TV, literally, that's what the look.
It was,
there was not the anybody look. Like, I mean, I think back in the day, Girlfriends with Tracy Ellis Ross, you know, like, but even when I was little and that show came out, I was like, oh, her hair is kind of like, I didn't see it as beautiful.
Exactly.
And now I'm like, oh my gosh, she's always been on that train. I'm the one finally catching on. Like,
yes, 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 yes. Isn't that wild?
Yes, it's mind blowing. Like, she's always gotten it. I'm like, that just doesn't look good to me.
Right.
And now I'm like, oh my gosh.
Like, oh my God, that's so fierce. But you're right. Like, it wasn't trendy when we were like growing up to like have this natural hair. And like, and no one else really around me was doing that to their hair.
Yeah.
The other like few Black women that I knew were also straightening their hair. So it's like, I was like, oh, this is what you do with your hair.
We're going to cut for a short ad break.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSMusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
So I need to know, Joanna, what when was the moment that you were like, I'm going to give my curls a chance?
Mm-hmm. You know, it happened by accident, and then it became intentional. So I guess it was 2016. It wasn't until 2016 when I was living in Vegas. I was doing a show in Vegas, and I had the year before I had discovered the Dominican salon. Okay, and that changed my life. Actually, first of all, because I realized I didn't need to be putting a flat iron on my hair all the time. And what I love about them is like they deal with every texture of hair. And like it is like my texture of hair is like a piece of cake for them. They're like, oh, yeah, like Afro-Caribbean, Latina, Black hair. Like, duh, like textured hair. We want to preserve the curls, but we want you to also have the option of having this like fierce blowout. And so like I didn't even know that existed.
Oh, we're going to go back to that because I – I'm very excited. Okay, keep going. Please keep going.
Oh my God. So I remember the first time I was like, my hair was driving me crazy. I think in like 2015, and I looked up salons. I was like, I should get a trim or something because like it was, my hair was so damaged. It was so damaged from all the relaxing and the heat and everything. And so I called up this Dominican salon and I made an appointment and they saw me and like, I was kind of devastated because even though she like blew out my hair in this amazing way, which I had never known possible, she then was like, okay, we're gonna trim it, but like snip snip snip, she like snipped so much of my, I had a bob. Snipped, like I was like, I thought I was going in for a trim, I had a full-on bob. Luckily like she blew it out so cute that I was like, oh, this bob is cute. So like I was like, okay, that's fine, it's a fresh start.
Great.
Not long after that, I moved to Vegas for this show, and I found a Dominican salon out there, and I would
what
go
show further. By the way,
I was doing the Baz Luhrmann show, Baz, Star-Crossed
Yes,
Love.
Yes, but that was after your Broadway debut?
No. This was before. Yeah, this was in 2016 I did that in Vegas.
Got it. Okay, keep going.
I'm like, my hair was still crazy there, but luckily I was wearing a wig on, like, every day for the show. So it didn't really matter like what my hair looked like. And I was at this like Dominican salon and she was like, you know, you really don't have to like relax your hair. Like if all you do is just like come out here for your blowouts, like your curls will like start to come back. And I was like, ooh, like, uh-oh, like, okay, I guess I can, I mean, I'm out in Vegas, I'm not doing anything. No one's really seeing me and wearing a wig on stage. Like maybe I'll just like stop relaxing and just like see what happens. And like within months, like I just started to notice like the ends were a little thicker than they used to be, you know, like it was a little less breaky than it used to be. Like it was like sort of starting to grow a little bit. I was like, this is interesting. Okay. Like, and I was still, of course, you know, getting it blown out. Like while I was like transitioning to curls, I was getting blowouts every week. But mind you, I wasn't, but I know that was my version of like the transition, but I was not putting relaxer on it anymore. That was okay. The first time in like a decade that I had stopped relaxing. And
it responded.
And I wasn't using the flat iron because they don't do that there unless you want them to. They just sort of put it in rollers under a hooded dryer and then it's already straight. And then they just sort of like blow dry the roots and it's like, pow. So I was doing that. And like, as I was doing that, like every time like my hair was wet, I could see like a little more like curl, like and a little more curl. And like, it looked, there was no way I could have worn it out like that because like a couple inches were fully Afro curl and the rest was like stringy, messed up straight.
Okay.
So it took me from 2016 till I feel like maybe, oh God, maybe like till last year to really fully have like the entire thing back at curl. And I was very good about my trims. I would go every 6 weeks, I would let them trim a little more off of like the like weird like hair that like didn't make sense with the rest. And it's like eventually like it caught up to each other, you know? And then the problem that I was finding was when I moved to New York for Broadway was that I'm from California and like, you know, we have that desert heat, honey, from Nevada. And like, and it's
dry. I know what you're about to say.
We have that dry heat out here. It's perfect for straight hair. But I come out there and when I step into that wet air, I said, Excuse me. I said, why did I just get out of the shower and dry myself off to still be wet? What's happening?
Right.
Why am I still wet after? And so I was like, oh, this blowout thing is actually not a thing in the summer. Like, that's actually not a thing. Like, I tried to make it a thing and like I would walk outside and my hair would be curly. And so I had to start wearing it out. And like, then I started to get more used to it, wearing it curly like that. And the other thing about New York was like, there were a lot of girls that looked like me there.
Exactly. That's how I feel too. I'm like, because, you know, I'm from California. That's where we met. In California, it's very like, oh, no, this is the look. Straighten your freaking hair. Right. Like, if your hair looks like it does right now, like mine and yours, it's like, it's kind of frizzy. Are you going to do anything about that? Like, at least back in the day. And then getting to New York, it's like,
everybody.
Yes, so many people.
We got the Dominicans, we got the Puerto Ricans, we got the black girls, the mixed girls. I said, oh my God, it's actually cooler to wear your hair out here.
Natural, yes. I feel the same way. It's like liberating and freeing and people are like, oh, I like your hair. I'm like,
you do?
Like, you do?
Compliments on my natural hair. I was like, okay, this is something else. Yeah, yeah.
Compliments on the natural hair. Yes. Yeah.
So, I mean, luckily, I mean, and of course there are millions of Dominican salons in New York. So they like, and Chilling. They, what I love, they, I love them because they actually like, they helped me get my hair healthy. I was on regular trims. They gave me like hot oil treatments every week, even though I was blowing it out. But like, and they gave me like I still get keratin treatments. I will say that. And it doesn't take my curls away. It just like softens the frizz because let me tell you, baby, this hair is so
keratin
difficult
treatment.
To deal with. Like,
I actually don't know what that is. And I'm sure if somebody else is listening, they might not know what it is either.
Well, so it's kind of similar to the Brazilian blow up, but like way less harsh, I guess.
Okay.
But it's the same process in that they put the keratin treatment through your hair and they have to seal it like with heat and you can't wash it out for a couple days. And then once you wash it out, you still have all your curls, but they just like are laying just like tamer. Just they're not as upset. Bit. they don't get so upset if like a drip of moisture is in the air. Like they don't get upset anymore. Oh. And it's like less tangly because, oh my God, my hair is so tangly. It's so tangled. Like wash day is a night. It used to be it's a nightmare when I'm. Like,
are you a wash and go kind of girl?
Yeah, I pretty much am. I mean, I've tried some other things and like, but I just like, I'm kind of lazy because like I've been able to depend on having straight hair and just brushing it every day that like the idea of sitting there for hours prepping my hair into a style, like I'm still getting used to it. I have to say, so I'm kind of lazy with it, and the wash and go is all just usually like it what it ends good. Up being.
Ooh. What products are you using right now?
So I'm always experimenting, but currently for shampoo and conditioner, I'm using Innersense.
Oh my gosh!
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Great.
I literally have a tab on my computer right now for Innersense, and I was like,
God.
Y'all, if you're listening, Innersense is the bomb. This is not an ad. They're freaking expensive. I'm like,
can you lasts a while. Yeah.
It's so good for your hair. And I've only used it a couple of times and it feels like gold on my tresses.
Oh, good. I mean, it smells like healthy. Like it smells like, you know, real ingredients. It's like, oh, I can smell lavender up in there. Like I can smell, you know, like natural ingredients. And the only reason I started using that is because at the beginning of the pandemic, when I was like, well, guess I can't go to the salon anymore. I got to deal with these curls. I called up the curl doctor.
In LA?
Honey, yes, I did.
How do you say his name? Shay Mael?
Yes, I think so. Yes, yes.
His name is Shay. Know if that's – okay.
No, that's true. That's it. And you should look him up. Anyone's listening because he's so great. But I had a consultation with him over Zoom. I was like, I don't know what to do. Like all my curls are back and they're acting crazy and I don't know what to do. And he like sort of walked me through like how I should be washing it and blah, blah, blah. And he suggested Innersense. And so that's why I tried it. And so far, it's been really great. And then like for styling creams and stuff, I'm always experimenting. But right now I'm on like an as I am kick. So we'll see how that goes.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Really? Oh, it's everywhere. You could get it at, excuse me. I mean, at the drugstore or at like Ricky's, you know, Sally.
As I am?
Yeah. I love their like Jamaican castor oil line. There's a lot of great stuff that they had. Like, I love their mask. I also love the Shea Moisture, Jamaican black castor oil deep mask. Oh my God. That is literally life changing. Yeah. Oh my God. Like, wow.
Okay. So that I've been using the Shea line, but like, okay. So literally from these last few interviews that I've done, I'm like literally taking all of these notes and everybody has very different opinions about certain things. I'm like,
yeah,
I'm kind of being encouraged to like move away from Shea because of some of Shea Moisture, because of some of the ingredients in it, but I've used it for so long.
Yeah.
And I like it.
If it works for your hair, then that's fine. Like,
but like the ingredients, like the stuff that's in Innersense is supposed to be like actually good for your hair, you know, I'm just like, I'm trying to figure it out. So
it's so hard to find something that's completely natural.
We'll be right back right after the break.
Okay. So here's, okay. I'm very nervous about bringing this up.
Uh-oh. Okay.
But I think that you're a good person to ask, especially since you've already touched on it.
Okay.
And you seem like you've done it really well.
Okay.
So I've been natural since 2018.
Okay.
And for me, that means like I've not put any heat on it. Mm-hmm. And back in the day, like I used to straighten my hair. Like I would get blowouts on tour every week and I would go over it again to make sure it was extra straight, all the things.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like now I'm in this place, especially like I'm doing this hair podcast, all of these things, like I feel like, okay, I'm embracing my curls. It feels really good. But every now and then, I see one of my friends with straight hair. They straighten it. I'm like, dang, that looks so good.
Yes.
And I miss it. And I feel like I'm not allowed to miss it. But like, what? I feel like guilty, like admitting this. And I want to know, like, how do you feel about like going back and I don't know what I'm even trying to ask.
I know what you're asking. Keep going. You know, you're asking like, it correctly.
How do we feel about like having like being black? And yes, we're all for embracing our curls. Like that is literally what I'm standing for. But I do know that we have the ability to rock so many looks, and and to freaking like really look great in all of the in braids, in locks, in a buzz cut, in our curls, if we want to fro it out, if we want to do it straight. But I'm like trying to move away from straight hair, but I also think that it still like looks great.
Yes. Yes. Everything you said. Oh my God. Please do not feel bad about it. I think that's something that like I'm finding is really important for me, is that like a lot of us are on this natural hair journey, but like it looks different for everybody. I don't think that we should be encouraging a culture of like shaming each other for where we're at in our journey, or like for wanting to change it up now and then. And like some people want to have blowouts sometimes, and some people never want any heat on their hair, and that's totally okay. Like I literally got a blowout a couple weeks ago, and it was the first one I got like in like months, and I was like, oh my God, this is so nice. Like it's such a nice change.
It feels like when my hair has not been straight in years, but like if I put on like a straight hair wig, I'm not gonna lie, like it feels different.
It's fun, why not, we should change it up. And like, yeah, if that's for you, then that's for you. And if people don't want to do that, they don't have to do that. But like, we shouldn't feel ashamed about that. Like, you know,
like, so I like my compromise these days has been like, if I want to wear straight hair, you know, I haven't straightened my own. I'll go get a wig. And that way it's like, I'm still like, I'm still heat free underneath all these things. Mm-hmm. But like, I'm looking at you, your curls look fantastic.
Thank you.
Saying that, like, I see on your Instagram, like you have some like recent pictures of your hair being straight and also curly, and it looks great in both. It's not like, uh-oh, she straightened her hair, it looks so damaged. It doesn't.
Right.
It doesn't.
Yeah. And, I mean, I attribute that. I really had to train myself off of a flat iron, first of all. I don't do it myself anymore. I don't allow myself to do it because I damage my hair. And for me specifically, for my curls, they're very resilient. Like a little heat's not gonna get them to go away. Like they are here to stay. So like, like they're so rambunctious. But like for me personally, the Dominican salon, that's why I go to them to get my hair straightened, because I can tell them I don't want it flat ironed, and they know that I don't want my curls to be like in trouble. Now, I guess like for me, it's just about like moderation, of course. Like if I'm straightening my hair like every single week, like maybe some of my curls like in the front that are more, that I'm touching more, are going to get mad and not be as curly. Cause I do have those areas. I have like an area in the front, I guess, where I would most likely style my hair, where the curls sometimes do get angry and they're like, well, I'm going to leave for a while. but for the most part, like I was very sick. I'm very successfully able to go back and forth at any point that I want to. And that, for me, that is everything, because I feel fantastic with blown out hair. And
you look fantastic too.
And I now feel fantastic with my natural hair as well. And that wasn't always the case.
That's powerful.
And I love not being restricted to just one look, because I'm mixed race. I'm a lot of different things, and I have many facets to my personality, and I love changing my look up based on what outfit I'm having. And like, I love having that option. And so for me, I think it's totally wonderful to be able to go back and forth. And the Dominican salons, for me, have made that possible, because they do it healthfully and they consider my curls when they are giving me a blowout.
I'm going to ask you which one you go to when you're in New York, because I'd like to.
I'm going to tell you. I'm about to give them so much business, because they are everything. And I tell everyone, Blossom Salon on 52nd Street and between 8th and 9th.
Wait, really?
Oh my, I would go there every single week to get my hair blown out for the show. And I mean, and I did that because, as you know, it's very difficult to put this under a wig. I mean, that whole situation is yikes. So, and I was too lazy to deal with it. So I was like, I'm going to get it blown out, a 10-second wrap, and the wig is put on. So, you know, that was how I chose to do that. But I went to Blossom, and they're so great, because everyone's hair there looks like yours. There's Afro-Latina people up there. Yeah. They're like, oh, no, yeah, my hair's curly too. You want to keep the curls? Okay, we'll do it like this. Like,
Which is why I'm always so impressed by, like, you talked about Shay Mayel. I don't know how to say his name, but, like, the curl doctor in LA. My friend went to him, which is why I'm like, I know all about him. I'm like, I've gone down the rabbit hole. And he's like white, right? What is he?
I'm not sure. He might be Latino. I don't know.
Like, oh,
I'm not
he's
sure.
Not
I'm
not black.
Sure. Like, no, he's not black. I don't
He doesn't
think.
Have hair like us, but, like, he knows what the freak he's doing. Like, no. I and, like, Jesse Hooker Bailey, like, we've gone to, and some people at Beautiful, we went to, this guy Joseph, but curls on Fifth, white guy, like, and he freaking like knows what to do. Okay, wait, at Hamilton on Broadway, did you guys all start going to the same person? Did that ever happen?
No, I don't think so. I would tell people about my salon, but I don't know how many of them went there.
So, like, you in New York, you really just, like, hit up the Dominican salon and they taught you about your curls. Is that right?
Yeah, but I started going to Dominican salons in LA and Vegas before I moved to New York. And that's okay. When I discovered, like, oh, I'm not going to ever go anywhere else because, like, I walk in there and they're like, yeah, I know that hair. Come here. Yeah. Wow. They just do it up. They do it up. And like
that's very encouraging.
And the first time I've ever felt like I had healthy hair was like with
going to there.
Yeah.
And I would imagine, and you please correct me if I'm wrong. I would imagine it's not like a $200 haircut when you go into a Dominican salon.
Especially not on the East Coast, because like the Dominican population, like there are salons. There's so many of them that everywhere. They can't charge a lot of money, you know? In LA, they crank up the price because there's only like 3 Dominican salons in LA. So that's been an adjustment. But no, I'm pretty sure when I was getting it out there, it was like a $40 blowout every time.
Oh,
and
my
that's
gosh.
So good. It was light. I was like, yes, I've reached heaven. Yeah.
Okay. So now I want to pivot and I want to ask you, first of all, thank you for that because I'm like, I still have to figure out, I don't know. We'll wait, but like, I'm thinking about it. Have you ever done a show where you needed to wear your own hair?
Yes, I have. Because I did Schoolgirls out there, the African Mean Girls.
Yes. Yeah.
And that was the first time that I had worn my natural hair out in a show and that was what they wanted for the character, of course. Like
in LA or New York?
Well, both. But I mean, yeah, we played in New York. We were also in LA for like a month.
Got it.
As well. So that was the first time that like I didn't have to wear a wig for a show for a long time. And the first time where they're like, no, we want your hair natural for this character. I was like, you do? And I was like, it was crazy. Like it was liberating, definitely.
So a good experience.
Yeah, because like I was then having to nurture my curls and treat them really nicely because they were being seen on stage every day.
There it is. Like literally there it is. That makes such a big difference. Like
yeah.
I was talking to do you know Tiana Okoye?
I went to UCLA with
her. Yeah. Okay. Like, oh, I just interviewed her yesterday.
Oh, her curls.
I know.
I envied her curls. I was like, wow.
I know. But we were talking about, like, when you have to do something on stage, it kind of, like, puts you in this place. Like, she had to wear a thong on stage for Cher. It's Woo! Like, it makes you be like, well, maybe I shouldn't.
Right. You're just aware of all things.
Yeah. And so, like, if you're having to wear your curls on stage on a big stage too, like, you know, it's not nothing when you're playing in New York, you know, you're like, I need to take care of my curls.
Yeah. And I started to enjoy that. I was like, here you go. Here's this nice little like deep condition for you. Like, do you like that?
I'm so excited. I'm going to close out soon, but I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you for sharing all of the things and like your journey is inspiring. I want to know during this pandemic, like, how are you doing? What is keeping you going? Like what are you grateful for right now?
I have a lot to be grateful for. You know, my family also lives here in California. So if I need to go see them, I can see them. And that's really nice for me. I have great friends who like are checking up on me like regularly and keeping me going. And apart from that, making music is literally keeping me sane during this time. I'm writing, I'm recording, I'm releasing. And
get it.
That creativity is like seeing me through this time, definitely. So I'm very thankful for all of that.
Oh, I love it. I love you.
I love you.
Thank you for spending time with me right now.
This has been glorious. You know, I could talk about this for hours. And I'm probably literally going to like call you down the line and just talk more about it. You just
please,
like, love talking about it.
Truly, like when I saw you on the subway platform randomly a couple years ago, you were with a friend or somebody, I don't know. And I was like, oh my gosh, curls look great. And it's just, it's really cool because I feel like I've gotten to watch some of that journey. So
I love that. Well, I will say I never thought it was possible for me. And I just want to say that if it's never too late to like make a different decision in your hair journey. Never too late. Anything is possible.
And with that, folks, Joanna Jones! I'll see you later, girl.
Bye.
Bye. Y'all, that was so nice to catch up with Joanna. Please be sure to follow her on Instagram at Joanna Alexis Jones. Special thanks to the Broadway Podcast Network. Also, special thanks to Wilton Music for producing my theme song, Love COD. The full version is sung by yours truly and available on iTunes. Special thanks to Derek Gunther for editing this episode. Special thanks to Nick Gardner for helping spread the word about this podcast and to my guest, Joanna Jones, for stopping on by. If you like what you hear, please subscribe and rate this podcast and tell a friend. I'm your host, Alicia Thomas. Thanks for listening to Black Hair in the Big Leagues.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.